One of the purposes of signs in John's Gospel is to teach about Christology, which is all about the person and nature of Jesus. The giving of sight to a blind man teaches us that Jesus is the light of the world in a similar fashion that the multiplication of loaves shows us that Jesus is the bread of life. The only way we can approach the light of God shown in the person of Jesus is by acknowledging our own blindness. Our gospel begins with a man born blind, assumed to be a sinner, and ends with some of the Pharisees who are declared sinners because they pretend to see. As the chapter progresses, blindness moves from the physical to the spiritual level. By the end, the blind man not only sees in a physical way, but also believes. One of the most popular interpretations of this chapter is that the man is not a real historical character, but a literary construction reflecting the situation of the Johannine community when it was forcefully separated from the synagogue. Being as it may, the separation does not have to be understood in terms of expulsion, but perhaps as a voluntary separation. This possibility takes the responsibility for the rift off the Jewish people and places it on the community, which found it harder and harder to remain in communion with their brothers and sisters in the synagogue because of their developing Christology. Just as there was controversy between Jesus and the Pharisees, which ultimately ended in his rejection and death, so too in John's community, there is controversy between those who believe in Jesus and the Jewish authorities, resulting in rejection and expulsion from the synagogue. Jewish followers of Jesus were not being expelled while Jesus was alive, but there is evidence that it was indeed happening in the latter decades of the first century. When the religious leaders asked for the fifth time a question using the word how did he open your eyes, we see that they are fixated on method rather than going to the deeper question, who is the healer? The formerly blind man answers in what ends up being one of those rare places in scripture that is actually comic. Whether the religious leaders want to know what Jesus did because they want to become his disciples. We know they are not interested in becoming his followers. They want to trap a threatening rabbi and healer who confronts them with their unmerciful rules. The religious leaders even turn against the now-sighted man with disgust that he, a sinner, would deign to tell them how to think about Jesus. Jesus' absence for most of the story gives the ignorant and threatened people time to try to find someone who will blame Jesus rather than giving him credit for a good gift. When he reappears, he perfectly depicts in double meaning the point of his healing. I came into this world so that those who do not see may see. Jesus states at the outset that he is the light of the world, and the blind man's increasingly profound confessions contrast with the Jewish leader's pronouncement that he is a sinner. The importance of hearing and seeing comes into full effect when we ourselves hear Jesus' words along with the healing of the blind man. There, Jesus reiterates that those who know him, his sheep, hear his voice and follow him. Knowing, in the Gospel of John, articulates relationship. In the figurative language of the sheep and the shepherd, Jesus recasts the importance of seeing and hearing by creating new images for what has already occurred between the blind man and Jesus. The blind man is more than one whom Jesus heals. He is one of Jesus' sheep and a member of the fold. Like the sheep, The blind man hears Jesus' voice. Like the shepherd, Jesus finds the blind man when he has been cast out. Jesus provides for the man born blind much more than sight. He provides for him what he, as the good shepherd, gives all his sheep, the protection of his fold. The blind man has the courage again and again to say what he knows, to speak truth to power, to tell what he can about the amazing grace by which he has been touched. This is fundamentally a story about grace, and the blind man sums it up perfectly for all of us. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see. Amen.